Number nine, number nine, number nine.
Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 9.
Episode 9.
If you love what you've been listening to and you do not want to miss another episode, hit the subscribe button.
Yes, yes, y'all.
You can find The Vibe You're In at Apple Podcast,
Spotify,
SoundCloud,
Audible,
and soon to be
on YouTube.
And we will have our episodes in our upcoming website,
TheVibeYou'reIn.com.
If you want to send love, you know where to find us at TheVibeYou'reIn@gmail.com. Thank you. Wow. And tonight, you know, tonight we...
Number nine.
I feel number privileged
nine.
That
number
we...
Nine.
Number nine, what?
Number nine. I'm sorry.
What is the number nine? It's a number.
The number nine.
You're going to come up with something that the nine means.
I was, but now you got... But I know the number six is a pregnant. It means pregnancy, right?
It does?
I think so.
See,
it's a woman.
I have no clue. All right.
Number nine, I don't know if it's just a guy with a big head.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to go with that.
All right.
All right,
sorry,
perfect.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
So, no, that's fine. I'm actually excited because this is
number nine.
And we have two special guests. Two special guests. And I have to say that this is the first time we have two special guests that are famous.
And, yeah.
Famous. Right?
Isn't that cool? Yeah, famous.
And related.
And related to Michael.
Yeah. And they look exactly like. They're like twins.
I think so. Absolutely. So before we start, we always want to thank our sponsor.
Yes, yes, y'all. This week, the sponsor is Froggy's Party Pad.
The Enchantment Room.
The Enchantment Room. And you can reach them at froggiespartypad.com.
The Enchantment Room. And we are where, Michael?
We are in Froggy's Party Pad in the Enchantment Room.
Who would have guessed?
Who would have guessed? Look at that. Aiden's getting into it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we always start our episodes with a drink or two. But today is different because one of our guests, at least maybe two, or one for sure, cannot participate or partake in our libations, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So that's why
he's got his own stash.
Soda pop.
Yeah, so full disclosure, our guest is not partaking in the drink for the evening.
That's right.
So now that we are speaking about that, it is called Talisker Select Reserve. It's actually a single malt Scotch whiskey, and this one is actually the Game of Thrones series, the House of Greyjoy. Very good, very smooth, really good. It's actually made
Isn't
in
he the guy that lost that important part of his
I am
body?
Not.
I'm pretty sure.
Listen, I didn't finish Game of Thrones.
What?
Full disclosure.
Everybody just stop.
Well, wait a minute. The thing is that I was doing other things, but I am going to take the time and actually watch the entire thing.
You should.
I'm having the drink. So thank you. Thank you, Talisker, for an awesome drink.
Yeah. Thank you, Greyjoy.
And thank you, Greyjoy. So before we even start, we almost forgot to say thank you to our super producer to make us listen so well, or having us listen so well.
Short Fuse.
So who do we have again? Wait a minute. I said we have two guests.
We do.
Would you want to introduce yourself, guest number one?
Hi.
So we have Aiden Torres.
Hi, I'm Aiden Torres. I am a child actor. I don't know what much to say.
That's fine.
That's perfect.
That's a good start.
And his
mom, Joanna Torres.
I am Joanna Torres, Aiden's mom.
There's that.
Momager.
You know, at some point in our lives, you know, we have children and we lose our identity. It's like we become, I'm Mikey's dad.
Right.
Or I'm Brandon's dad.
Oh, you're Amber's dad, aren't you?
Yeah, you're Amber's dad.
No, I'm Will.
No, I used to be Will.
Right, exactly.
But now I'm Amber's dad.
That's okay. They're probably proud of what we do, I guess.
So we're glad to have Joanna Torres, Aiden's mom here.
Yeah.
And Aiden.
And what perfect topic today with Aiden and Joanna to talk about?
Than imagination.
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 Yeah. we actually had a... a little conversation off script, off the podcast that was pretty interesting. So, yeah, Aiden, you are...
We do not have a script, by the way.
Yeah, we don't have a script. But, Aiden, I know a lot about you, but very little. And so, I guess let's start with what are you doing now? I mean, how did you get into the whole acting experience or the world of acting?
It all started, I believe, 6 years ago.
Okay.
I believe so, right?
And how old are you?
I am 12, almost 13.
Wow, that is so cool.
I'm going to be a teenager.
No, that's all right. It's fun.
I'm turning old slowly.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Yeah. What does that make us?
What does that make us? What does make a Joanna?
That makes you adults. I feel older because I'm more towards the kid age, and I'm just now becoming a teenager.
Got it.
So okay. I'm just now becoming a teenager.
Well, you've had a lot of life experiences in such a short period of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
It's crazy how, like, if you really think about it, like, you've done so much stuff in, like, so little years. Like, if you look at your age, that's how much you lived for. Like, but, like, you remember all these things that you've done. Like, wow, I did all that. Like,
so tell us some of the things that you've done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've started 6 years ago. It all started when I've seen people on TV. I wanted to do that too, and I wanted to do things.
But you were six, and you were saying what? I want to be like,
yeah,
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, I want to be on TV. Yo Gabba Gabba.
Well, he was imagining himself inside the TV,
right? Who were you being? Who was inspiring you?
The last probably TV show that I remember wanting to like. Be on the only last thing that I can remember. It's like every time I think of this memory, it's always Jesse from Disney Channel.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know where it came from. It's always been Jesse, and I have no idea how it got there.
Jesse's one is it's a one character is focused on one individual. Is it a family? I've never seen it. So
Jesse is a show, basically half kind of. It's about this girl moving to New York, and then there's like this mix up. She wants to become like an actress, or I think it was an actress, but like turns into this nanny for like for kids of like really like celebrities in the story. I don't know why I always think about that, but I'm always like, I want to be an actor. And I think one of the main reasons, like, my mom was like so like, wow, he really wants to do this, is because one time there was this one Play-Doh commercial, and she didn't bring me to it, and I got so mad, so upset.
And at six, what does that look like?
It was an audition. I was driving him to school,
and I was like, no, I want to play Play-Doh.
My sister, she had given me information for Boston Casting, which is a casting agency here in Boston. And I signed him up, so I started getting emails for auditions.
Okay.
And he overheard me having a conversation telling her there was one that came through for Play-Doh, but I didn't bring him. I didn't think it was serious.
Right.
I got so upset.
Oh, he heard me from the back seat, and he threw a tantrum.
Oh, boy.
He was like, you're stopping my stardom, Mom.
So that tantrum catapulted.
I could be famous in Play-Doh commercials.
And so that catapulted your career, basically, that tantrum. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it just...
Yeah, I promised him, okay. Like, when I seen his reaction, I was like, wow. So then I said, okay, I promise the next one we'll go to that. And then we went to the next one. That's where it all started.
Nice.
And it just rose up from there.
That's
now
awesome.
We're here.
Nice. Joanna, so... He's showing signs that he wants to be a child actor or getting to the acting business. When did you see that? When you were like, wait a minute, what's going on here? What did you see, and how did you start that process?
Well, I would say since he can walk.
Wow.
He was, from the moment he would wake up, he was dancing.
Okay.
Dancing, dancing, dancing. 2 years old, 3 years old, he would say things like, I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to be a superstar. He was a toddler. Me, I would say.
I could talk as a toddler.
Yeah.
When I was a toddler, I knew how to talk somehow.
So you're like possessed.
Magic.
So magic.
Magical baby.
I like, that's funny.
Yes, magic baby. So pretty much, I would just think like, well, what kid doesn't want to be on TV?
Sure.
So that's the only way I took it.
Right.
But he continued. He would dress up. He would make us go to the living room and watch him perform. People would come over.
Nice.
He wanted to perform.
So you didn't have stage fright?
No.
That's no.
So interesting. He actually performed once in the middle of the mall in the food court.
Really?
He made us go to the Disney store, buy him this Pirates of the Caribbean wig. He was probably 4 years old. Yeah.
I forgot that. I remember only getting the hat.
Yeah, we went to the middle of the food court. You know how they have the TVs mm-hmm. with music?
Yeah.
And he stood right in the center dancing. And wow. Performing.
And you practiced for this?
No.
No, it was all
improv.
Choreography.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. It was all his imagination.
We practiced for this moment.
Yeah.
It was all his imagination. It's incredible.
Imagination.
Imagination.
I love it.
So from there, you were like, you know what? I really got to get this serious.
Well, even though I was still like, whatever.
Sure.
But people would tell me all the time, you need to get him on TV. He needs to be out there, like his personality. So when we brought him to the first audition, he booked it.
He booked it.
He booked it.
Wait a second.
Wait a second. All right.
For the audition.
Was he six?
He was 6 years old.
And he booked his own audition?
He booked. No, he didn't. He was hired.
There's more.
That's the term in acting.
Oh,
you booked the job.
Our terminology in our business is you booked it. That means, oh, you mean you got me instructions to get into that house.
Yeah. Or you booked it.
What?
That's the word we use for our business.
Oh, you got booked. It means you got locked up.
Well, that's a whole thing.
Before we even started the podcast, I was hearing you talking about like starting up the podcast. I was like, what is this podcast talk? I don't understand this language.
We were brainstorming what we were going to say. And I was also brainstorming as far as what the questions
were. We were using our imagination.
So I want to go back to Joanna. Joanna, you started getting auditions for him, and that's when things started flourishing.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that feel like for you? I mean, obviously I'm a parent as well, Michael as well. I just want to get that sense of how you felt when he first got booked.
Well, when I brought him into the audition and after he came out, I was totally like, I didn't know what was going on, what went on in the audition room. Sure. Like it was new. So when he came out, I would ask him questions like, what happened in there? And he's like, oh, it was fine. So I didn't know what happened.
Piece of cake.
Yeah. So cake then walk. I got a call and said the director loved him. Can you bring him back?
Oh, wow.
So we brought him back again. Second time, same question. What happened? Who was in there? I don't know.
It was so normal.
It was fun.
And where was this here locally?
In Boston.
In Boston. Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So then a few days later, I get the phone call that he booked the job.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That is.
But
so
funny joke.
That is awesome.
Yeah. But the real test was on the job. When I seen him, we were there on set literally 11 and a half hours. That was the work day.
Wow.
And he just.
Well, that's overtime.
Yeah. He wanted to keep going.
Wow. So tell us, because I know that since then, you've done so much, mm-hmm. 6 years, right?
Right.
And you've been out to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. I know you've also went to, which is exciting to me, went to Sundance, right?
Oh, yes. Wow, really?
Yes.
No way.
And
who did you meet in Sundance?
I didn't really get to meet people because I was more behind doing the more, like, stuff that I had to do. Like there's this whole thing. I don't know if I can I speak on it?
Yeah, you can. It's okay. Already been out.
he's talking to his agent. He's like,
well, I got sued. So there's this whole like contraption thing. Like so it was like an augmented reality kind of thing. So the first thing that we recorded this whole thing for this augmented reality experience in like a green screen, like huge, like it was like a cylinder of just green. And it was so fun. Like it was so empty, but it was so fun.
I saw a picture of that. It was like amazing. Everything was wrapped in green screen. Even where he was sitting.
That's crazy.
Everything. There was nothing that was not green screen.
Well,
it
is Sundance. I mean, they've got the money to do it.
Well, this was in
it wasn't Sundance. It was just the actual like filming of the augmented reality part. the Sundance part was we did this thing where the user would come into this childlike like bedroom, mm-hmm. and they would put the goggles on, and it was like this thing of like you see a boy on a bed, he's asking you like questions like, and you know, like your normal like 6-7 year old would ask, what's mm-hmm. your favorite color, what's your favorite book. Later on it gets more disturbing. Okay. There's rats involved. Okay. Not real rats. I didn't have to mess around with real rats. But yeah, there was like rats involved like in the storyline. There's like this rat queen and she was like wanting to kill me, the character.
Sure.
And I basically like played with these rats. And then at a certain point, one of the rats, I'm like, oh no, the rats are separated, because there was like one out of the cage or something. The rats are separated. Can you help me open the cage? And then the user opens the cage. Then the rat gets killed by the other rats.
Okay.
It's so disturbing.
It sounds disturbing.
And then, yeah.
But it's not that bad. Michael Jackson used to play with Ben, the rat.
Yes, that's right.
So it's not that bad.
So it's just right up the alley.
And right at the end, I couldn't go out and like see people I wouldn't say enjoy, because I still enjoyed Sundance, just being like there and doing mm-hmm. my thing. But like, I didn't do like the normal like party go things right. that were there.
Okay. Your mom did that.
No. No, she was there with me. She was there with me.
Just kidding.
So the thing that I had to do was after the, like, during, near the end, it would say, like, something about the Rat Queen wanting to, like, kill, like, who do you choose to kill? Like, it choose to kill either yourself or the boy.
The person.
The person in the VR.
Okay. The person wearing the VR had to wear
AR.
So they had to choose between themselves.
Or the child.
That's that's a crazy mm-hmm. thing
yeah,
to
but
say.
S- but
Whoa.
Since
or
it was,
to do.
Yeah.
Or a choice.
Yeah, since it was augmented reality, it was like these glasses where you could still see the room. And like the
thing
too.
Oh, okay. So they were kind of part of the room mm-hmm. itself. That's why all the green screens were around.
It was in a different area. Okay. The green screens.
See, I'm all confused. Yeah. Because I'm not.
I'm talking about the child.
I'm not an actor.
I'm talking about the bedroom, the child's bedroom, and then during that part, a little contraption in the back would open up. It looks like a wall, but like they would open up, and then the wall would open up, and I would be sitting there in like a rat looking cage, and I would just stare at the user. That's literally what I had to do.
It was very creepy. So
it was creepy, but fun.
What did they choose? Most people.
Well, I heard that I think it was like 80% of males chose to save themselves.
Oh, really?
And the majority, of women would save the child.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Not surprised.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. But so in Sundance, I know that he did get a shout out from
Robert Redford.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of
amazing.
Big people there. There was like a lot
it's
of big,
one of my favorite actors.
Well, Robert Redford was like my mom's Brad Pitt. Just so
my mom
you know.
Too, probably. She was like ese hombre. La mirada de él.
So he gave you so he spoke highly of you.
Yes, very.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
that is
a
awesome.
Lot
what a
of,
compliment.
I don't.
How did you feel when that happened? When he said. Whatever he said. But it sounds amazing.
I don't really like know this person, so yeah, I'm not really sure. No,
that's okay.
He's like, yeah, just some
imagine,
guy.
Imagine
some guy.
Well,
he is the founder of the Sundance mm-hmm. Film Festival.
Yeah. So. He was Sundance in
yeah,
Butch
I didn't
Cassidy
even know about
Sundance.
Sundance.
Kid. So
I didn't know
he was
what Sundance
in,
was.
The Avengers. You saw the Avengers. No?
I didn't.
Oh boy. Okay.
You're
so
batting 1,000.
We're really, really old right now.
At Sundance, there was like a lot of people, like really like big names there. There mm-hmm. was
like who?
Like Shia LaBeouf was there.
What?
We totally
the
didn't
Transformer
read
kid?
The Transformer guy. Well, he's done.
He's
done,
a rapper now.
Yeah. Is no way.
I saw
is
him.
Is he?
I saw him
okay.
on
that's interesting.
Tekken whatever in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. He was rapping.
That's cool. Shia LaBeouf, did you see him or speak to him?
I think I kind of remember, but not really.
Okay.
There was also like the guy who plays Aquaman. I forgot his name.
What? James Momoa?
I think Momoa? If that's his
Jason
name.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah. You know, a lot of our listeners probably are interested in what he looked like in person, like live in front of you. Was he a tall, big?
I don't muscular. Remember either.
You
remember?
Well, the well, thing you is that just, he was in the room being creepy.
There were too many people there. I could see, Joanna. But like it was too many people there.
The director would come to me and show me videos because they would have cameras of the people's reaction. So I would see, like he would come back and he'll show me videos of who was watching Aiden.
Wow. So these people are watching Aiden.
Yeah.
And so who else?
I don't really, there were so many people there.
Eminem was there.
Eminem?
Yeah, he was. Yes, he also. That's cool. Yeah, he also had his own like augmented reality thing going on.
That's cool.
Oh.
Oh. Wow, that's fun. Amazing.
Yeah, there's
now,
also,
what year was this?
2019?
No, so that was just
a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels not too far, but like far because 2020 happened, but yeah.
So in your illustrious career so far, what has been the best role you've had?
Probably playing as the character, like, and being there in Sundance. And that was like one of the best experiences ever had. It was so fun. There was one lady in there, like once she saw me, she ran out of the room. Yeah. She ran out of the room and I had to use.
So one of these, another, like an actress?
I don't quite remember. I don't quite know, but there's like, once I, again, there's like so many people there in like the room. So I don't really remember as much, but like she ran out and I started laughing. Like I was like, I had to hold in my laughter, but when she left, I started laughing.
You know, that's overall, that's an amazing story.
Yeah. And I think we went out and we actually seen her. And we, like, I went to talk to her to, like, because her big reaction, I was like, okay, I need to see her. I think it was when I was, like, using the bathroom or something. I needed to go use the bathroom. So I was like, well, we're out there. Let's go see if she's there.
That is funny.
So, Joanna, you played a role in a movie that was filmed here locally.
You did?
Yes, I did a background role on the movie Joy.
2 days ago.
The movie
Joy. You were in Joy. That is amazing. Wow. Actually, I saw you there. I didn't see you the first time.
Oh, really?
When I first saw the movie, okay. I did not.
No, I got to go back. I love
and
that
then,
movie.
And then
so
it was
Joy
like,
is
there
with...
She, now you, and now I cannot not see you.
Was that your? Was that the first time you were in a movie?
Yes, but it happened by accident.
How's that? Tell
because
us.
Because I had gotten a notification again from Boston Casting.
Okay.
They were looking for kids for background role in the movie and their parents. So I signed Aiden up and I said, well, I might as well. I'm going to be there.
So, might as well give it a shot.
Exactly. So then,
and then the other thing happened, like it swapped.
Yeah. So then I get a call like a week later saying the director seen my picture and would like me for a featured extra.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Wow. How did you feel?
Yeah.
Shocked.
Did you
nervous?
Did you get to meet Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes.
Wow.
See, look at that.
Yeah.
How was she? Was she cool?
Yeah. She's a lot like Aiden actually.
Really?
Yeah.
They look alike.
One time, didn't they like
she's a great actress.
She is. She's nice. She was down to earth. She likes to joke around a lot. She's fun.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
That's just cool. A down to earth person. Mm-hmm. Very very approachable.
So, what was your role? In case anyone wants to look you up in the movie,
it was a background role. So I was the sister of one of the ladies that did the mops that helped that, Joy.
Oh, inside the warehouse.
Inside the warehouse, yeah.
That's right, you were in the warehouse.
So Joy was the movie that was filmed in Haverhill. I don't remember the entire synopsis of it. What was it exactly, Mike?
Well, the movie?
Yeah.
She came up with, she was a mom that came up with a great invention, which was the ring.
A big
the
idea.
Mop that you ring. She had a big idea. She used her imagination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she came up with a
imagination.
Mop. That's right.
He loves that word.
Every time you say that, I'm going to say it. Imagination.
Well, because you're someone that uses their imagination now for a living.
Right. Exactly.
Imagination.
Awesome. Yeah.
Fun.
So, but Joy, you have to watch it. It's a great movie. It's like the woman that was, what was the QR?
She made the Miracle Mop.
The Miracle Mop. She started the, she helped the channel.
QVC,
and then eventually became the other channel, the Home Shopping Network.
No way.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And
now that it comes back to me.
Invention after just talk about big ideas and using your imagination. Awesome. But you got to meet Jennifer Lawrence. Mm-hmm. You got to speak. That is just amazing for someone local, right? I love it.
Yeah. I love it.
So, Michael, do you hear that?
I do. It's the restaurant of the week.
And so for this week, we have
Trattoria Amalfi's.
That's right,
in
down
Salem,
the street,
New Hampshire.
It is.
Literally right there.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Up the street.
It's up the street. That's right.
It's like less than a block.
Italian restaurant, home, you know, homegrown.
Super authentic,
small business. I know it's operated by the family. I believe the son cooks as well. He's one of the chefs. You know, you walk in there and you feel like you're in a part of Italy.
Yeah. It's
really cool.
Like,
it's deceiving.
If you want, like, or, you know, authentic Italian, Amalfi's is the spot. You cannot go wrong.
Yeah. And also, generous portions.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If you have a...
I think it goes beyond the word generous.
I warned you, too, because I said, what are you ordering?
And
you
ordered 5 pounds of food.
Right. And Denise was like, should we order one plate for both of us? And she's like, no, get your own. And then there's like all these plates on the table. And I was like, I told everybody.
Yep.
This is your leftovers.
It was funny because we had the kids there, and the waitress was like, I think you want one plate.
Yeah.
And it was enough for four kids. It was literally like so much food. It's rich. It's delicious.
It's a robust menu of all Italian options. You can play around with the menu as well if you want something different. But they actually do sell their own vodka sauce.
Yes.
And it is distributed across some of the supermarkets.
Yep. I've seen
it. So if you love Italian food and you're hungry, you're like, I've got to eat. Amalfi's is the place to go. Thank you, Amalfi's, for your generous plates.
And they have an extensive martini list.
Yes, of course we're never going to forget that part.
Like, dude, I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah,
like
no,
this.
They do make a good martini there. My favorite place in there, as far as seating arrangements, is to sit at the bar. Obviously there's some space now because of what's happening, but when you sit at the bar, it's like you hear everything. You hear the conversations. The bartender's awesome. The bartender usually is the owner as well, and the kitchen's right there. So you get to see or you hear everything that's happening. It's a fun spot to be at. So if you... if you want to go there, I encourage it. It's in Salem, New Hampshire.
Yes.
And the name?
That is 385 South Broadway, Salem, New Hampshire. And it's Trattoria Amalfi's, the restaurant of the week.
OMG. Delicious.
Imagination, what does it mean? The definition is the faculty or action of forming new ideas or images of concepts of external objects not present to the senses.
And I think the most important part is not present to the senses. That means that we're dealing with things that are unseen. We're dealing with things that only you can see, your personal ideas, the way you get into things and the way you want to see your life and create it. You use your imagination. We talk about imagination, faith, gratitude, action.
Action.
All four are important, but it all starts with the imagination.
Aiden's a perfect example. At 6 years old,
yes,
he imagined himself in the TV, in a show, and here he is at 12.
In the TV and in the show.
And in the TV and the show. That is the perfect example where he saw something at the moment, and he said, you know what? I see myself there. And that was his focus. Now he's in full action mode.
This is the truth. And I just want to mention that, you know, my favorite, Albert Einstein, says imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. I'll say that again. Knowledge is limited.
Yes.
But imagination encircles the world.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, y'all. What do you think about that, Aiden?
Imagination is a wonderful thing. Like, if you, like what you said earlier about me, like if you imagine, you can imagine yourself someplace, like if you want to do something, if you want to be somewhere, like you just imagine yourself in that spot and go for it. Like,
I love that.
No fear.
No fear.
No fear.
Jump.
Just jump. That is great advice coming from a career.
you said about Jesse and how that show inspired him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, when we went to California for the first time, he was given an award for his monologue performance on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And the award was given to him by one of the actors of the show, Jesse.
Oh, that's so cool.
What? Third place.
Nice.
Third place in the best monologue, mm-hmm. I think.
That is amazing.
That's pretty cool.
So at 6 years old, he fell in love with the show, Jesse. And then he ends up winning an award.
Given by someone from the show.
From the show, Jesse. That is
wow,
amazing.
That's amazing. Thank you. That is so cool. That's a good story.
I love that little
You mentioned something about, well, let's go back for a minute. You're a child actor. What do you do in your downtime? Now that you're not, you know, if you're not acting or if you're not playing a role somewhere, what are the things that you enjoy?
Honestly, I just like just hanging around talking. I just like talking.
Okay.
Even though that's something that I usually don't do a lot. I just play a lot of games.
Okay. Mostly. What's your favorite subject when you talk or when you like to talk?
I just like talking about anything. Okay. As long as it's talking to another human being.
Okay, I like that. There's a lot of kids out there at your age who are really shy and they won't have conversations. Mm-hmm. They kind of keep to themselves. You are the exact opposite, but obviously the acting part has probably gotten you out of your shell.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's awesome.
I feel like I've always been like out there and excited to do things. Like I've always wanted to like have my own song too, which is something that I am working on. Ever since I was little, I've been making up random songs and sharing them, singing and dancing.
Well, you can sing. I've heard you sing. And you have quite a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-talented.
You're going to give us a sample?
Maybe for another episode.
All right. We'll have you come back.
Shy Aiden.
First kind of podcast. I'm still kind of nervous about
this. I got it out of him, the shyness.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Not even one note.
No.
So you're
maybe.
Oh, he's
maybe.
Shaking.
I don't know.
He's shaking.
So you're
I don't
12.
Know.
All right. We'll leave it alone. So we were talking about imagination. Miss Joanna Torres, I know that you also use yours because you're doing some acting as well. And also, I'm going to surprise you because I haven't finished reading it, but I have your book here, which is The Invisible Scar by Joanna Torres.
What?
Yes. And I would have said they all die at the end, but I can't because you see my bookmark. It's barely halfway.
Wait a minute. Let me see that.
I have to finish reading it.
You know, I didn't know this, Joanna. See, I'm not.
She's a writer. And a good
one. I feel so unprepared.
So her book is on Amazon. She's a great writer.
All right. So let me go back and say, and for the audience listening, I haven't read this book, but apparently Michael's really interested and has been reading it. It's called The Invisible Scar. Joanna Torres wrote it, Aiden's mom, and you can find it on Amazon.
On Amazon.com.
Should I say it again? And people need to hear that. The Invisible Scar by Joanna Torres. That is so awesome. Yeah. See, I knew she was famous.
Yeah.
That's awesome. No, that's a big thing.
She's a great writer. Just let me tell you, she's a great writer. I'm not saying it just to say it, but you know that we're big readers on this on this little show of ours. We love to read. Mm-hmm. And I was reading the book. I've been sidetracked a little bit because I've been reading 1,000 books, but I'm going to finish this one. And as soon as I finish reading it, then I can say they all die at the end. And that's all.
Joanna, what's the book about?
Spoiler alert.
It's a romance novel.
Okay.
Basically, since I was a child, I've always loved reading.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the bookworm, I was called. Okay. I was always inside reading while everyone was outside playing.
Right.
So one of my biggest dreams was always to write a book. I did write my own pretend little books when I was little.
Okay.
And I would see myself or would see my books out there. But as I grew up, I became a mom and life got in the way pretty much.
Okay.
So then I could say that Aiden inspired me to do something.
That is awesome.
Like putting my dream out there.
Go Aiden.
Yeah. So like I would see him like doing all these things and accomplishing so much. And I decided, you know what? I'm just going to do something for myself that I've always wanted to do. So I went ahead and wrote the book and put it out there.
How did it feel when you let it go?
A relief.
I'm sure.
Nice.
It was a relief. Like, I finally did something that I said I was going to do.
Nice. You see that? There's so many people out there in that position. I bet you right now, they either started the book, they're halfway through their book, or that book is stuck somewhere in their mind, and they just won't release it. They won't take the time that it takes to say, you know what, I'm going to either get up early or go to bed late or whatever it is, that time that we say we don't have, to get that imagination, those juices flowing and saying, you know what, I'm just going to put the pen to the paper and let creativity just flow through me and let it go.
Yeah.
Right?
I think the biggest thing she said right now was she was inspired by something so dear to her, which is her son.
This is true.
And so the inspiration came from something so close. And
I think Aiden's going to cry.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful just to understand that and hear that, because I think a lot of people who have something, have that book in their mind and want to write it, there's inspiration around them and they don't necessarily capture it. And maybe that's that one thing they need.
That spark.
That spark to say, I have it and I can do it. And so kudos to you, Joanna, to be able to, you know,
put
pen and paper and actually fulfill your dream of writing a book. I really can't wait.
This is great. And I want to take this opportunity to say, we talked about this in the focus group, and I'm going to insert this here.
Yeah.
Why do I not feel as creative as others? This is what people do, right? This is like, I might not feel creative, or I do, but I'm afraid to let, you know, to do the thing that I got to do. So we say, learn to let go. Creativity flows like water. No, Miss Joanna Torres? Energy moves to and through us, but we must be willing to let it do what it does, which is what you did. Meditation, silence, and the practice of even box breathing with techniques like that will bring peace of mind to your life. And in turn, peace of mind will allow your creative juices to easily flow. And then you find yourself doing the thing that you've always wanted to do, which is something like that you did, which is amazing. And we're going to give you a big, 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 big. Because that is awesome. There's so many people that take this stuff to the grave. They take songs to the grave. Yes. They take their acting to the grave. They take books in their mind to the grave. And really, you know, it's crazy because we came here for a purpose. And sometimes, you know, we just never let that thing out.
Right.
And we're here to say that you can let that thing out. And you're perfect proof. You're living proof that it can be done. And
well, we thank you for sharing that with us, because I know that a lot of our listeners are becoming inspired. They're reaching out to us. We've got people who have emailed us on social media. They've called us personally. Your story, I'm sure, will inspire someone else.
We have an email, by the way, that came in. It's from Mr. Bannon.
Okay.
And he says, you are awesome to listen to, and I have been getting good advice, and it keeps me in a positive mood. Thanks.
Wow, thank you.
Smiley face.
Smiley face. I like that.
Well, that was an email from Mr. Bannon. Thank you, Mr. Bannon.
Thank you, Mr. Bannon. That's awesome. Thank you. So to go back to the book, Aiden inspired you. Tell me when that started.
I started writing the book when he was around 2 or 3 years old.
Okay.
Wow.
But at that time, I would get inspired maybe an hour or so. I would write a little bit and then put it off to the side. Mm-hmm. Maybe 3 months later, I'd write another page, put it to the side. I was too busy. I was a foster parent as well. So
that's
like 6 little ones at the same time. But it wasn't until last year where I really, really made the decision. And I said, you know what? There's only about a month left in the year. This was in December.
Okay.
And I said, I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to focus on the book and I'm going to finish it. So I put a deadline of December 31st.
That was 2019?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then I finished it on December 29th.
Ah, that's
awesome.
Wow,
nice.
That is awesome to put a deadline on some of the things that you want to do.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, I think you have to have a goal, a date.
If not, you just keep going and going and going and giving yourself excuses. That is awesome. That is great. Yeah.
I know because I've done this before as well. People always, like, including myself, people always say, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow. But tomorrow turns into days and then months, weeks, however long.
It's procrastination.
Yeah. So whoever, like, is, like, thinking like this, just go for it. you know, because
good advice.
Great advice.
If you just keep saying, "Oh, I'll do it tomorrow," tomorrow is going to turn into never, eventually.
I think it's great advice coming from a 12-year-old. I am truly.
I think Aiden is—he's fooling us. He's not 12.
Yeah, he's probably like in his 30s.
I think
35.
I think Aiden is about 158 years old, and he came into this body. Yeah.
I'm an alien secretly.
That's okay. Right.
And I've been secretly an alien.
You're light years ahead. We can't even see you. You're light years ahead of us.
So yeah. there's someone that clearly had an imagination beyond, and Steve Jobs. And so, you know, if you talk about Steve Jobs, he never saw Apple as a business that sells computers. In his imagination, Apple made products that unleashed people's creativity. There was that a gentleman awesome. By Scott Jeffrey who said that. Really, really interesting person because he really imagined his product in a different perspective. And we all probably have iPhones right now. So kudos to Steve Jobs for imagining what is changing the world.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool. So Aiden, you mentioned to me that you have you're imagining yourself in some sort of place, a network of some sort.
Disney.
Oh, sorry. Wow.
I think they're more than a network. I think they control the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I've been, my main focus is on this one channel to get on. That's my dream, and that's what I'm focusing on.
That's awesome.
And I'm working for it, and yeah, I'm imagining awesome. Myself there, and I believe in myself.
You can see yourself there already.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea.
That is and the idea.
And whenever, just like, don't even say when, or like, don't say if, say when. Like,
okay.
If I ever get on there, don't like switch it up for when I ever get on there.
Right, that is
like,
great advice.
Like, that's when
great
I'm advice. On there, like when I'm there instead of if I'm there, when I'm there.
That is awesome advice.
It's so true because you are believing that you're there already. So it's when I'll be there, not necessarily if. I think if is the one that stops you.
Mm-hmm.
So great advice.
So but just keep going, you know? Keep going with it.
So what is your next booked event or booked situation?
I think it's actually a musical.
Okay.
Really?
You don't have to tell us what it is. I'd like to
I
watch
know.
It.
We don't want to get sued. No time for being sued.
Aiden knows the word already.
He does. He's like,
I know exactly what can happen if I say the wrong.
Will I do it or will I not?
Well, that's cool though. So you have a musical coming up.
Mm-hmm. Can we poke at it? Like, is it East Coast, West Coast? Where is it?
It's actually filming here.
Okay.
Really? Local nice. Boston.
Yeah. Right, we're getting close. Here.
That's cool.
Yeah. This summer. Yeah, summer. He has that musical and a short film.
Nice.
A short film.
Mm-hmm. Aiden, where can people find you if they look you up?
You can see my IMDb to see I'm a real person.
Okay, that's a good start.
I am actually not an alien. I'm sorry.
So they can look you up on IMDb as
on
Aiden
IMDb,
Torres.
On IMDb, on Instagram, and on my new YouTube channel, which I'm probably going to change the name. So find it while you can. It's Aiden with two N's, which is currently trying to get videos posted.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
And also now, your website.
Your website.
Oh, yes, my website.
It's Aiden-Torres.com.
Aiden-Torres.
So how do you spell Aiden?
A-I-D-E-N.
Dash. T-O-R-R-E-S.com. I should know that.
I should have stated that with the YouTube channel.
And is that the same in IDBM?
IMDB.
IMDB.
No, Michael.
I've been known to be a little dyslexic, and that's okay.
That's all right.
I've worked through this.
That's okay.
It's gotten me this far.
Okay.
Yeah. You're good.
Okay.
That's good.
So it's the same there, and your Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
The Instagram is at Aiden Torres 316.
3/16.
Mm-hmm.
Why 3/16?
It's my birthday.
Oh, ah. I should have thought that.
Oh, Michael.
Two strikes. I did know that. Oh, I don't know why.
Two strikes.
Really bad.
You only
really
got
bad.
One more.
I was thinking John 3:16. I was like, why are they getting religious on us?
No, Michael, no.
No.
No, no.
Horrible. That's so funny.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. So, Michael.
Yes,
what
y'all.
Advice do you have to our our listeners?
For our listeners, my advice for tonight would be the one that Aiden said earlier, which I agree 100%. And I think the wisdom of Aiden Torres is amazing coming from this. You're not
Thank
fooling
you.
Me. I know that you're like 200 years old and you came here and you jumped in that body because your wisdom is beyond.
Where did I come
and
from
I'm not just saying that. You really do. Your wisdom is beyond. It's just crazy to me.
Thank pretty cool.
you. But you said something that was on the lines of, trust that little voice in your head that says, wouldn't it be interesting if, and then do it.
Right.
Whatever that is, do it. Don't sit on your butt and wait and wait and wait. Do
just
like Mrs.
Going.
Joanna Torres. And you went and you did what you had to do. You put out your book. It's on Amazon. And you're doing your thing big time, East Coast, West Coast. You have representation on both coasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
See? You know what I mean? Like, are you kidding me?
I only have representation in one place. My wife.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that.
That is so awesome.
Also, I'd like to say one thing to the viewers listening. One thing with creativity, if you ever think you're like, you're not creative or anything, everybody has their own little like creative like sparks. Like, I love to write songs. I write more than one song. And to write those songs, I need a certain time. Like, it's something that Billie Eilish said and her mom, like, you only have a certain amount of time before that creative spark lasts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Billie and her brother, and they make music at night. Like, the... her mom doesn't care if they like are up late because you know they only have those creative
juices,
energies.
Yeah, energies for a specific amount of time. So she lets them stay awake until it's gone. So for any viewers at home, if you are struggling with creativity, it's okay because every artist you've probably seen, like a lot of people has gone through, like. Missing creativeness. It only takes that one spark that lasts an amount of time. So it's not your creativity. It's just the certain time. So
I love that.
That was awesome.
I
love that you referenced our listeners as viewers because it just shows that you have that imagination. It's
right.
just so crazy that they're like here with us and we're looking at these people and we're letting them know
Joanna,
what
is,
the truth
is. Is there anything that you would want to say to our listeners as far as what, you know, the journey that you went through to where you are today?
Basically, I would say is push through the fear because a lot that we have been able to accomplish has been me, not so much him, because he knows where he's heading.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but thank you.
He's got a clear path.
Yeah. Yeah, like me as a parent and trying to navigate this industry with him as well with my book thing, there's a lot of fear involved. Mm-hmm. And I've had to set a lot of that to the side and kind of let him guide me because he, as you know, you can hear his wisdom, kind of trust him a little bit and where he sees himself going.
When he says, Mom, it's going to be okay.
Yes. And then...
So he's telling you, do not... Don't give me that face, Mom. I know you're scared.
Mom.
But it's going to be all right. I know what's happening, and it's going to happen.
Aside,
I even
Mom.
Helped my aunt, like, wasn't she scared of, like...
Performing.
Yeah, and I, like, sort of, like, don't be
Jolie?
Scared, mm-hmm. like...
That's awesome.
That is funny.
I even helped my aunt to, like, get out there, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for the advice. That's really good advice to our listeners, because, really, that's what we talk about. And I know... Clearly, a lot of people, it's the fear. You know, there's so many people reaching out. I'm really amazed at the people that are reaching out and saying, I'm thinking of something.
Yeah.
And they don't tell me what they're thinking about. They say, there's something that I've been thinking about for years. And just listening to your podcast, I'm able to say I'm moving on with it. I'm going forward. And really, that's what Joanna just said. It's the fear. Push it to the side and run with it.
That is cool.
You never know where this is going to take you, whatever it is that you want.
Right.
That is so cool. And we want to take this opportunity to shout out someone out in Colorado. Cindy Gantick is listening to us out there. Cindy, shout out to Cindy Gantick out in Colorado. She's an instructor on the ski slopes.
Ooh.
It's crazy.
That is awesome.
And we also want to shout out Marlene Torres, who's taking this whole journey with Miss Torres and little Mr. Torres.
Also, yes. I'd like to say to Marlene, my mom, hi, I know you're listening. I love you.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, if you loved this episode, please subscribe to the platform that you're listening to. And you can also find us on Spotify,
Audible,
Apple Podcast, SoundCloud.
On all platforms.
On all platforms.
Except iHeartRadio, which is what
we're... That's coming soon.
Coming soon.
And our YouTube channel is in progress, and our website,
theviveyourein.com,
is also in progress. If you want to send love, and you like what you listen to, and you are inspired,
theviveyourein@gmail.com.
That's awesome. So, as we always end this episode, we want to thank our sponsor.
Froggy's Party Pad.
The enchantment room. El Rufo, the roof over our head.
The roof over our head is the enchantment room where fantasies come to life. And you can book your party soon at froggiespartypad.com.
Thank you, Froggies.
Follow Instagram, The Enchantment Room, and on Facebook, just Enchantment Room.
So as we always say, Michael, we are over.
And...
Oh.